A Day in the Life of Dean Morris, Maintenance Surveyor. In this edition of Housing Connect, we explore the daily life of Dean Morris, a maintenance surveyor at Darlington Borough Council, who has spent almost 20 years in the housing field. Dean started working with Darlington Borough Council in 2006 as an apprentice. Now a maintenance surveyor, he works alongside his teammate, Andrew, to conduct important inspections that help maintain the council's homes. These inspections focus on issues like dampness, mould, and structural safety, as well as checking empty properties. A big part of Dean's job is making sure homes meet the Decent Homes Standard and the council's own void lettable standards. This not only ensures good living conditions for tenants, but also shows the council's commitment to them. Dean enjoys problem solving and likes the variety of inspections he performs in his role. His long experience has given him insights into how the team's work affects tenants' lives. Dean was drawn to this job because of the variety it offers. His days are never the same. He might inspect a broken fence one moment and a fire-damaged home the next. This variety keeps him engaged and allows him to use his knowledge to improve services for tenants. His work also involves collecting data during inspections, which is important for future planning and improvements. This helps in developing investment plans and supports the council's goal to reduce carbon emissions, making homes more sustainable and keeping us on target with our net zero carbon strategy. As tenant satisfaction becomes increasingly important, dedicated professionals like Dean are essential in maintaining quality in housing. His commitment to solving problems and his proactive approach highlight Darlington Borough Council's focus on supporting its tenants. Repairs. To report a repair, you can call 01325 405 333. Email customerservices@darlington.gov.uk or darlingtonbc-darlingtonhomeonline or visit Darlington BC. If you have an emergency repair out of usual office hours, please call 01325 405 333 and your call will be diverted to our emergency duty team, who will be able to help you. The repairs and maintenance policy can be found online at https://www.darlington.gov.uk/housing/our-policies-and-useful-information/our-policies-and-strategies/. Urgent repairs are repairs that have the potential to put people's life and property at serious risk. The emergency team will usually attend and make the situation safe, and we will carry out a permanent repair as soon as possible afterwards. Examples of emergency repairs that we would attend to out of hours, and this is not an exhaustive list, include collapsed floors or ceilings. The toilet will not flush when there is only one toilet in the property and a tenant cannot clear this themselves. Total loss of hot or cold water where there is no supplier issue. Total loss of heating in winter. Total loss of electric power where there is no supplier issue. renewal of a lock when a door cannot be secured or accessed. We will recharge for lost or stolen keys. Burst pipes, where you are unable to contain the leak. Blocked drains, where the waste is leaking into the property. Securing a property following vandalism or criminal damage, such as a broken window or damaged door. Recharges will apply unless a crime reference number is provided. Do not exaggerate how urgent a problem is to get a quicker response. This stops us from responding to real emergencies. If you, a member of your household, or a visitor have caused damage to the property on purpose, we will charge you to put it right.
Dining experiences in extra care facilities. Tenant voices matter. As we move into the new year, community and shared experiences are more important than ever, especially in our extra care facilities. The Tenant Involvement Team has introduced a new mystery dining experience to improve residents' dining experiences by listening to their feedback. Julie Payton, Lifeline Services Team Leader, explained that these dining experiences and surveys help improve menus and services. After COVID-19 restrictions were lifted, many residents returned to the dining rooms, bringing back a sense of normality. However, some residents needed more time, and the team is committed to supporting those who prefer to stay in their flats. 6 volunteers from the tenants panel helped evaluate the meal service experience by dining at various locations. A total of 113 tenants participated in a survey that showed positive feedback about the meal service, giving a voice to tenants who might not otherwise have shared their opinions. Comments collected during the surveys provided deeper insights, allowing for better communication between tenants and staff. This feedback has led to real changes in the meal services, including how the meals are served and better menu planning with a focus on fresh, locally sourced ingredients. The goal is to enhance the dining experience while ensuring residents feel they are getting good value. Moving forward, the team wants to create enjoyable daily dining experiences for tenants, making meals a time for socialising and community. Regular input from tenants is key to improving services according to their needs. In short, the mystery dining experience has been an important step in enhancing meal services in our extra care facilities. By encouraging open communication and valuing tenant feedback, we are working towards making every meal a delightful part of daily life in our extra care facilities. The radio signal that controls RTS electricity meters is being turned off. The switch off will affect energy consumers that have an RTS electricity meter in their home. It may mean that your heating and hot water supply stops working as normal. So what is the Radio Teleswitch Service, RTS? RTS uses a radio signal to tell some older electricity meters when to switch between peak and off-peak rates. It's coming to an end because the service has reached the end of its operational life. If you have an RTS electricity meter, it will need to be replaced. If your energy supplier contacts you, take action to book your installation.
Partnership. The Tenant Involvement Team has been collaborating with different services to ensure that tenants are aware of what's available in Darlington. In this edition, we focus on the With You service and Darlington's Youth MP Cabinet. With You. In December, the Tenant Involvement Team met with the Head of Service Delivery, Gary Besterfield. With You in Darlington at STRIDE, STRIDE, provides free and confidential services without judgment to adults and young people facing challenges with drugs and alcohol. The service allows people to connect with others and get friendly, expert help. Whether you need advice for yourself or to support a loved one, the team works with you, side by side, to make sure they provide you with the right support. If you would like to know more about the support and services provided by With You, please contact their friendly team on 01325 809 810. Youth Cabinet. In November, the Tenant Involvement Team met with some members of the Darlington Youth Partnership, including the Youth MP. This meeting provided an insight into real housing issues around the town from young people's perspectives. The aim of the Youth Partnership is to take forward issues that children and young people from the Borough of Darlington have identified and to campaign for change to happen. The Tenant Involvement Team discussed their role and their vision, and through this open floor discussion, they learnt about the housing challenges young residents face. Housing Services aims to ensure that the youth of Darlington are represented in all plans and policies. Looking ahead, the Tenant Involvement Team plans to keep working closely with the Youth Partnership. In 2025, members will be invited to join tenant panel meetings and events, making sure their voices are heard in decision-making.